You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
People who've used glory booths, what's the wildest thing that has happened to you? Story 1. During my sophomore year of college, I was browsing Craigslist casual encounters back when it was still around. I came across an ad that simply stated, "I admit to loving to play with dongs." At that point in my life, I had never done anything intimate, not even received a blowy, so I figured, why not? I got a response, and after some back and forth, we set up a time and place to meet. The plan was for me to go to their house, enter through the side gate, and head into the basement, where the door would be left open with a light on inside. When I arrived, I followed the instructions and walked in. The first thing I saw was a giant bedsheet with a hole cut in the middle. From somewhere beyond the sheet, I heard a raspy voice say, "Get over here." I was incredibly nervous. My mind was racing. What if this was some kind of sting operation? Even though I wasn't doing anything illegal, or worse, what if they were planning to cut my dong off? Trying to be cautious, I asked if I could put a finger through first. The voice immediately responded, "No, it has to be your dong." So despite my nerves, I obliged, and honestly, it felt good. Like I said, I had never received a blowy before, and while I've had better experiences since, at the time, it was amazing. Later I told my friends about it, expecting them to be impressed. Instead, they looked at me and said, "Dude, it's always a man behind those walls, you dumb idiot." I refuse to believe it. No way. The ad said it was a woman, but my friends were convinced, so a few of them decided to check it out for themselves. One of them went back alone one day, and out of sheer curiosity or mischief, pulled back the bedsheet. Turns out, they were right. It had been a man the whole time. Well, you live, and you learn. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button, and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. Back in the age of sail, a young man decided to try his luck as a sailor. Turned out that the crew was all men, so after a week at sea, he confided in one of the older sailors, admitting that he was already missing the company of women. The seasoned sailor smirked, nodded toward a barrel off to the side, and said, "If you're feeling desperate, just stick your dong in that GH over there." Skeptical but intrigued, the young sailor hesitated for a moment, before curiosity got the best of him. He stepped up to the barrel, took a deep breath, and went for it. The sensation was unbelievable. It was easily the most mind-blowing climax of his life. Overwhelmed by the sheer pleasure of it, he found himself returning to the barrel again and again throughout the next few days, each time feeling just as satisfied as the last. A few days later, he ran into the old sailor who had given him the tip. Grinning, he clapped the man on the back and said, "Hey, thanks for the recommendation, that barrel is a lifesaver." The old sailor chuckled. "Glad you're enjoying it, but if you think it's good now, just wait until next week." The young sailor frowned. "Why? What happens next week?" The old sailor grinned. "Well, next week, it's your turn in the barrel." Story 3. A friend of mine once shared an unbelievable story about a bachelorette party she attended in Amsterdam, which ended in an unimaginable tragedy due to a GH. The bride-to-be and her fiancé had planned their separate celebrations in Amsterdam, each doing their own thing but staying in the same city. The group of women ended up at a bar that had GH with private booths and opaque glass. The bride-to-be gets egged on by the girls to go in and give a blowy to a stranger, and she goes for it. The bar featured a system where there was a button on each side of the booth. If both parties pressed it, the glass between them would become transparent, revealing who was on the other side. What the women didn't realize, though, was that the groom and his friends had ended up at the very same bar. Halfway through, the bride-to-be thinks it'll be a laugh to hit the button and see who's there. When the glass cleared, she found herself face to face with her biological father. Needless to say, that was a life-ruining moment. The wedding was called off, and her relationship with her family shattered. None of her friends hear from her anymore. Story 4. I'm a woman, and my experience was actually pretty fun, though I know I'm in the minority when it comes to that. There was a door guy stationed nearby, basically keeping an eye on who was going in and out of the booths. I was happily working my way through a quick succession of dongs, enjoying myself, when one guy started getting a little too pushy. He was making demands before even poking through, then refused to leave after he was done. Not wanting to deal with that kind of energy, I quietly exited my booth and caught the door guy's attention, giving him a subtle hand gesture to signal that I didn't want to interact with that guy anymore. He gave me a slight nod in return. I slipped into another dark, seedy booth and carried on, never having to deal with the demanding weirdo again. Later, I found out he was a little pissed that I had ditched him, but honestly, that was his problem, not mine. Before I left, I made sure to give the door guy a fist bump and a head nod, small gestures of appreciation for someone who understood the unspoken rules and had my back. The whole experience showed me that, while most people might have a totally negative view of places like this, I was pleasantly surprised by how respectful and well-run it actually was. I've been back a few times since. Story 5. I matched with a girl on Tinder, and during our conversation, she mentioned that she was into certain adventurous things, including having a GH set up at her place. Naturally, I was curious and a bit excited, so I decided to drive over and check it out. When I arrived, I texted her to let her know I was there, and she responded saying the door was unlocked. I walked up to the door, which was slightly cracked open, and noticed the house was dimly lit, giving it an almost mysterious vibe. As I entered, I saw what she referred to as her glory tunnel. To be honest, it wasn't what I expected. It was just a sheet with a GH cut out, push pin to the top of an entrance leading into a hallway. As I walked closer to it, I considered sticking my dong in it, but then multiple scenarios ran through my head. There could be a weirdo looking to chop off my dong on the other side, or maybe a really hungry dog looking to bite my dong off, and the best scenario I could come up with was that there was a dude on the other side of the curtain, and I said out loud, "Nah, screw this," and left. Story 6. I was in Israel on a birthright trip, which turned out to be bogus as hell, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, me and a couple guys from my group went out for a night in Tel Aviv and ended up in a seedy bar. Beautiful women all over the place, though. They all looked Eastern European or Ukrainian. I started chatting up one of the women, and she asked me if I was up for some fun. Absolutely I was. So, she took me to a backroom area that looked exactly like the glory rooms you see on the corn sites. She told me to wait there, and when I hear a knock, motion to put my dong in. Of course, the thought ran in my mind that it could totally be a dude on the other side, but with all of those beautiful women I saw, the chances of it being a sexy Eastern European gal was high. About 5 minutes later, I heard a knock. So, I put my dong in the GH where it was first given HJ, then I received the most mind-blowing BJ ever that seemed like it lasted forever. Every time I was gonna reach the finish line, the person on the other side would ease up and slow down, prolonging the awesomeness. About 15 minutes into the BJ, I heard the person on the other side cough, and it sounded like a man. You'd think I'd recoil at the thought, but no. This was an amazing BJ, and does it even matter who was on the other side? Nope. Not anymore it didn't. The amazing BJ continued, and a few minutes later, the dude slipped a rubber to me, and backed himself up, asking me in broken English to destroy his back door. We were going at it, but after about 10 minutes, he slid off and drained me of every ounce of my being. I cleaned up and walked out, and walking out of the room next to me was this guy in an IDF uniform who gave me a fist bump and went on his way. Story 7. Once I stopped at a small, out-of-the-way rest area to take a leak. While I'm at the urinal, I noticed a GH and a finger came through the GH motioning for me. I was in my 20s, single, curious and up for anything those days, so I obliged. I was getting a great blowy, when someone suddenly opened the door. I quickly yanked my dong out and turned towards the urinal. Then I felt a hand on my shoulder. He said he was with the guy in the stall. I thought I was about to get robbed, but he reached around and held me. Then he turned me back to the GH and put it back in. He gave me a great shoulder rub while his guy went to town with my dong. That was my one and only glory experience. In my 50 plus years, it's still in my top 10 hottest intimate experiences of my life. Story 8. A week ago, my friends and I decided to go on a road trip across the country. We were driving for hours and eventually, one of my friends needed to stop at a restroom. We pulled into a diner type place, which had public restrooms available. Typically, truck stops like this aren't known for having the cleanest or most pleasant restrooms. But to my surprise, these weren't too bad. As I walked...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In, I noticed to the left there were three urinals and three stalls. I was in need of a restroom break, so I chose the middle stall. I sat down and immediately noticed something strange. There was a GH in the wall right below my face on the left side, leading to the next stall. I assumed it was just a talking hole. You know, something for people to chat with a friend while taking care of business, so I didn't think too much of it, and continued. Not long after, another guy came in and picked the stall to the left of mine, the one with the GH connecting to it. He went in and as he settled in, he said something like, "I guess it's my lucky day," before I knew it. In the span of just a few seconds, I saw something I really wasn't expecting. Something slid through the GH into my stall. At that moment, I jumped up, pulled up my pants as fast as I could and bolted out of there. I could hear him yell, "Don't be a tease," as I hurried out. Fortunately, my friends were already finished and waiting for me outside, so I quickly told them we needed to leave. I didn't explain what had happened because I knew they would tease me about it, but I figured I could share it here since I know you all won't judge me as much, right? Story 9. I found one at a club's dungeon in a big city and used it with a partner and absolutely loved it. It was basically like a confessional booth, but a hole instead of priest screen. There was something about breaking down an entire intimate encounter to just a disembodied dong that made it feel extra taboo even though I knew who was on the other side. I liked it so much that I made a proper one at home with plywood for future use. I just wish more existed in a less sketchy locations. The club I went to was very clean and friendly. But the basement setups you see in amateur videos look like they need a full iodine treatment even if wearing full body hazmat suits. All the power to those who tough it out, though. Story 10. I've been to several places with GH, each one located in the arcade of a corn store. I visited three different locations for a total of five times. The first two times were to meet a married couple. The husband arranged it so that he could watch his wife perform blowy on anonymous men, anonymous to his wife who he screened in advance. I was one of those anonymous men. Both times, the woman gave five strangers blowy. She did this, one after the other, while her husband recorded the action on their side of the wall. The third time, I went with a married woman who picked me up at a bar. Her husband was traveling and gave her a homework assignment to give a stranger a blowy and have it recorded. She gave me a blowy in a booth that we shared, and then I banged her from the back while she gave another stranger a blowy through the GH. I recorded the whole thing for her husband. The fourth and fifth times were with a partner. She likes getting banged while people watch. The first time she gave me a blowy and I banged her chesticles while strangers in the neighboring booths watched us and soloed off. The second time was similar to the first, except I also banged her and the strangers were allowed to be touchy. Story 11. I've hosted one, but I was too scared to do the whole anonymous, never see the guy thing. So, we chatted a bit. He sent photos of himself, even doing a thumbs up to prove it was him. It was hot, but I think the hottest part was knowing he was there but pretending he was some random dude. Turns out he was a cop. Lol, good-looking married cop, too, but it was hot. We met up multiple times until eventually he pulled the curtain and just let me have it. Story 12. I went with a man from a Reddit swingers group. I let a close friend I like know who and where I was going with. We arrived to what's called an arcade, which is just a section at a corn store that has different little rooms displaying corn. Between some rooms down a hall there were glory portals. Went in and started to play with the guy I came with, and we heard a man go into the room next door. He started to peep through the GH while we banged. We told him to stick his dong through the opening, and he did. I started to give him blowy while this guy banged me. We asked him to come to the other side, and I started ski-poling them. Then I noticed someone else was watching through the GH, and as I began to get up, a hand reached to gently touch my cheeks. The guy I came with said maybe next time, to him, and we left. I got to the parking lot, and I saw the car of the friend I told I was going. I went back inside, and sure enough, it was him that was reaching for my cheeks when we finished. The realization that it was my friend the whole time watching really excited me. Needless to say, I gave him a blowy too. Great time. Took a female Redditor the next time I went. It was awesome. Story 13. I ended up going there three times. The first time I walked in nervous as hell, stepping into this dim, almost living room-like space that was just saturated with corn playing on the screens. I made my way into one of the booths. It looked a lot like a bathroom stall, only with a clear sense of purpose. I already knew there was a girl on the other side. She'd given me a heads up before we met. When I slid in, I put myself through the GH. And sure enough, she went right to work. She was all over it, telling me how excited she was, and then asked if I had a rubber. I said yes. That's when she climbed into my side of the booth. Her body was insane, tattoos everywhere. Completely covered, she had big bolt-ons that actually looked great on her frame. I picked her up and started doing it right there, basically holding her the whole time while we recorded. At one point, she noticed the cross I was wearing. It was clear she wasn't a fan, but we were both way too worked up to let that stop anything. I came back another time, this time with her and a friend. Plans were for a double BJ, but when we got there, it turned out we weren't the only ones with that idea. There were already around 40 people waiting for them. Eventually, they started letting guys in, four ahead of me. But instead of a duo setup, the girls split into different rooms, so no double action this time, just had to pick one. When it was finally my turn, I brought her some pineapples as a joke. We'd laughed about penny colada the last time. We got our content, did our thing, and I dipped. Another time, a couple hit me up. They invited me to their apartment around midnight. Beforehand, they asked if I was looking to bang or just get a BJ. I told them I was good with just the BJ. I showed up and followed the instructions they texted straight to the bathroom. No talking. Inside it was dark, and a blanket hung across the doorway with a GH cut in it. I slid my dong through, and sure enough, someone on the other side started giving me blowy. Curious and caught up in the moment, I reached in to feel around and ended up grabbing a chesticle. A few seconds later, I got a text saying I made them uncomfortable and had to leave. I left, of course, but the whole thing left me wondering, was it even a woman this time? Story 14. I've done it a few times. It's generally been a fun experience, but it definitely caters to the more adventurous side of things. That said, it does come with risks. Protection is rarely used in those settings, so there's always an underlying concern about STDs. I'm a 27-year-old male. When I first did it, I was around 19 and had just gotten out of a long-term relationship. I was curious about my sexuality and spent a lot of time on online meetup sites. One day, I came across a post about someone hosting a glory place nearby. It had always been a fantasy of mine. I'd thought about it plenty, but this time I finally worked up the courage to message them and go through with it. I called an Uber and went to an apartment complex where I was told to find the right apartment and just walk in. I remember walking around the building and getting lost before finally finding the right door. I was shaking from a combination of fear, nerves, and anticipation. The second I walked into a dimly lit but neat apartment that smelled intense tea tree oil, I saw to my left a big sheet had been hung in a doorway with a hole cut in it about waist level. The host called me over and told me to get ready. Being nervous AF and unsure what to do, I was still soft, but the host kindly told me they would help me with that and told me to come closer. The host immediately took me in and started to slowly and gently give me BJ. I think they could feel my apprehension because they asked me if I'd ever done something like that before, to which I responded, no. After a bit they asked if I wanted to bang them through the GH, and I responded I'd never done it before. They asked how old I was at that point, YEL. After hearing all this, they decided not to bang and to just keep giving me blowy. Ultimately, I got done and walked home feeling extremely conflicted. I had fantasized about it for so long that I was sure I would enjoy it, but in the moment I was much too nervous to really let myself enjoy it. It actually made me more confused about my sexuality than I had been before, as I had known for a long time I was bisexual, but while I had a lot of experience with women by that point, I had almost none with men. The second time I did it was also after a long-term relation, but I was much more sure of myself. I'd been with other guys a few times and had plenty of exploratory experiences too. I think in general, I was a few years older and was less afraid, or the taboo was wearing off of new experiences. I found someone in my neighborhood on a dating app that was hosting a free use session. I guess this isn't technically a GH, but it's basically the same. This time I drove myself over at night and parked in their driveway. The front door was open except for the storm door, and it was pitch black inside what I assume was their living room where the host was sitting, waiting for me. It actually started in a kind of comedic way because when I opened the storm door, the doorknob came off with an extremely loud clank. I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't see anything, it was very dark. So I kind of shouted, "Sorry, your door broke," to the darkness. The host responded something like, "Oh, that's fine, just leave it." Anyway, we progressed quickly, and I walked a few steps into the dark living room where I could sense the host was. I got ready, and they immediately grabbed onto my legs, doing their thing. I was calmer this time and had more experience, so I let myself take more control. My mind was going blank with the sensation, and I was grateful for my stamina because it had been about 10 minutes of pure heaven at this point. The host asked me if I would bang them again, but I didn't have a rubber. They insisted, saying they were fully clean, but I wasn't ready for that and wasn't going to budge on protection. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore and finished it. Then walked back to my car. This second time was much better, and I really enjoyed it. Made a note of that and hit that host up in other occasions for more satisfaction. I've done some more adventurous things like this, but STDs are always a major fear. Of course I ask, but you're basically relying on a stranger's word that they are healthy. Also, to be clear, I've never just found a GH and stuck my dong in it. I'm sure that happens, but cruising in the wild like that is not so common anymore. And while I did it once, it's very risky as it involves public places which are policed quite heavily. Story 15. It wasn't exactly a hole, more like a thick blanket hung over a doorway, acting as a divider between us. There was something strangely exciting about the setup, the anonymity of it all. We first connected on Reddit, exchanged a few messages, and quickly agreed on the details. They laid out the instructions, arrive at their place, Walk in, take a seat in the designated chair, and let things happen. No small talk, no face-to-face interaction, just pure mutual enjoyment. The night of the meetup, I followed their directions exactly. The place was quiet when I entered, and dimly lit. I sat down, got myself ready as instructed, and took a deep breath. A moment later, I felt movement from the other side of the curtain. Then, they lifted the blanket just enough to slip underneath, and got to work. At first, I was too nervous to finish. The mix of excitement, uncertainty, and the sheer novelty of the situation had me a little too on edge, but the experience itself was incredible. After that first encounter, I knew I had to go back. And I did, 4 or 5 more times, each session better than the last. I became more comfortable, more relaxed, able to fully enjoy the moment without overthinking it. There was no pressure to impress, no need for conversation, no expectations beyond the moment itself, just two people coming together to enjoy a simple, discreet pleasure. And honestly, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Story 16. I showed up at the agreed-upon location, feeling a mix of anticipation and caution. We had already discussed boundaries beforehand, and I made sure we were on the same page about expectations. I also took some precautions, wore a mask just in case they were recording, and covered my tattoos with a long-sleeve tee for extra anonymity. Once things got started, they eagerly gave me a blowy. After a while, they got really into it and asked if I wanted to take things further. Specifically, they asked if I'd be down to bang her back door. Once we were done, I cleaned up, thanked them for the experience, and headed home. Story 17. I met a girl who had a serious liking for this GH thing and set up a meetup at a hotel. When I walked in, I saw that she had taped up a blanket across the room and cut a GH in it, creating a makeshift setup that covered most of the walls. It was oddly impressive how committed she was to the entire thing. I hesitated for a moment, half worried that this was some kind of trap, and that the second I stuck my dong in, I'd end up on some horror story subreddit about guys losing their dong in hotel setups gone wrong. But curiosity and hormones won out, so I went for it. Turns out, I had nothing to worry about. She gave an amazing blowy, and to top it off, she swallowed all the smoothie. Right after, she casually handed me a napkin through the GHs, so I could clean up. I awkwardly muttered, thanks, wiped off, and left. 10-10 would absolutely do it again. She had a Snapchat where she regularly posted her adventures, and I followed her after the fact. Unfortunately, mine never made the cut, which was a little disappointing. Edit. Just to clarify, there was actually a second GH positioned closer to eye level so I could see what was going on. From what I could tell, she was at minimum petite and feminine. That said, I'm also bi, so even if it had been a dude, I really wouldn't have cared. Story 18. It happened at a party, not some sketchy setup in a random public bathroom. From what I gathered, the whole thing started as a joke. Someone had hung up a sheet with a hole cut in it, probably just messing around, never actually expecting anyone to use it. But as the night went on and the drinks kept flowing, curiosity got the best of people. I don't remember exactly how I ended up on the receiving end, but once things got started, I figured, why not roll with it? Everything went as you'd expect, except for one small detail. No warning. No heads up. Just an unexpected finish that caught me completely off guard, lol. College was fun. Story 19. I got a little too ambitious one time and decided to set up a secret GH at work just for the thrill of it. To build up interest, I spent a week or two casually spreading rumors about it, making it sound like some underground secret that only the truly adventurous would dare to seek out. It started as a joke, but to my surprise, people actually got curious. I kept my ears open, listening for any sign that someone might go check it out. Then, one day, I finally saw someone heading toward the supposed location, heart pounding with excitement. I slipped onto the other side, took a deep breath, and stuck my dong in. Unfortunately, it didn't work out because I work in a bank and the walls are very thick here. Story 20. Unintentionally, I was on the other side of one. I say unintentionally because I was in a restroom at a mall. I went in and was the only person in the restroom. So I had some quiet time and started soloing off. As I'm doing it, Without warning, a dong comes in from the side. I didn't even see it come in. I never noticed the GH, too, and I never heard anyone come in, much less undo their clothing to take it out. I opened my eyes at one point and just saw it, sitting there half up. It was a nice-looking one, though. Not huge, but not tiny, pleasantly average. I didn't know what to do, as I'd never been exposed to that kind of corn, so I did what any self-respecting man would do in that situation. I lightly grabbed it, and started to give HJ and continued with myself. I think the guy thought I knew what I was doing, but after a few minutes, he figured out that I in fact had no clue. So he's like, "Oh, you gonna give it a try? Or what?" It never occurred to me. So I did. Honestly, he didn't last long, and since I've never liked the taste, after he got it all out, he just quietly cleaned up and left. I never saw him when I left. Needless to say, it didn't take me long after him for me to be done. But he wasn't waiting around for that. It was a 10-10 experience. I'll never purposely do one again. But whenever I see a GH in a restroom wall, I'm always kinda hoping it happens. Story 21. A few years ago, I went to one with a friend who had gone to them in the past. I was really nervous about the whole thing and decided not to participate. The setting was in a house, and we went upstairs where the room was dimly lit with red lights, giving it a mysterious vibe. We came across a sheet with a hole in it, and on the other side, you could just make out the silhouette of someone sitting down. It felt a bit strange, but also kind of intriguing. At one point, my friend was asked to engage with the person on the other side, and he didn't hesitate. In the middle of things, my friend pulled out his phone and handed it to me, asking me to record the moment. "Oh yeah, my friend is gay. I'm pan." This was years ago, but pretty memorable. Story 22. I found an S worker online, who ran one and was visiting a hotel near me. I turned up to the hotel room. She'd left the door ajar for me. She was already inside a pop-up tent that had a hole cut in the back. I put the 30 pounds through the hole, and she let me squeeze her fun bags through the G, each before informing me that there were baby wipes on a table to my left, and to wipe my general dong area with it before putting it in. She gave a decent BJ, talking dirty sporadically throughout. I was a bit weirded out by it, but I don't know if that's just a first-time thing. I'll have to try again next time someone comes round. Story 23. I've never been directly involved in anything like this, but when I was younger, my friend went through a phase where he'd visit the local park and spend time there alone. I felt a bit concerned, so I would go along with him to make sure he stayed out of trouble and wasn't in any danger. It was a bit of an odd situation because I noticed he would spend a lot of time with others in ways that seemed unusual to me at the time. Not long after that, I had a rather strange conversation with my cousin. He was someone who had very strong, often judgmental views about certain things, including his thoughts on relationships and intimacy. During this conversation, he was talking about things he believed women would do in parks, and I found myself wondering how he had such detailed knowledge of this. As time passed, I began to question whether I had actually witnessed something concerning involving my boyfriend and my cousin, although I can't be certain about the details. It's something that lingers in the back of my mind, but I really try not to dwell on it too much. Story 24. On holiday with some friends. One of them mentioned that he'd noticed a hole cut out of a toilet cubicle wall in the male bathroom and changing block at the beach. He showed us the GH, which was set up about waist height, with other units either side. Above the GH, someone had written "insert here for suction after dark" with an arrow pointing at it. We convinced our naive friend that the "it" was a native custom in the country, that if he followed the instructions, stuck his dong in the hole, he'd be blessed with the best BJ ever from a beautiful nymphette. So, he agreed and went along with it. When we showed up, it was after midnight. Place appeared deserted. When we reached the block, there was a shifty-looking man outside. We told our friend that the man was the BJ goddess minder. Inside, all the cubicles were open bar, the one adjacent to the hole. We stood outside the cubicle filming as our friend nervously did, as we told him. Nothing happened for a minute or so. Then he let out a gasp and got closer to the cubicle wall. "Ooh, it must be her because it feels moist and hairy," he sighed, banging the GHO. "Ooh, it can't be. She's biting." He groaned as he was done, and then withdrew. The look on his face when the cubicle next door clattered open and a bearded man emerged, spitting his smoothie on the floor, was priceless. Story 25. Back in the 90s, I attended a low-cost private high school that catered to students who didn't quite fit into the traditional academic environment. The school was conveniently located near the major business district, which made it easy for parents to drop their kids off on the way to work. Nearby, there was another private school, very similar to ours, but it catered to wealthy students rather than those who had struggled with school. Students from both schools often took public transport home, but the wealthy kids would head to a different train station. On their way, they would walk past a well-known establishment, a red light area that was located above a small shop that sold hot chips and sandwiches. This sandwich shop was notable for having bathrooms with a strange feature, a GH in the wall between stalls, something the wealthier students believed to be used by women from upstairs who would engage in, let's say, private services for free at the end of the day. On the other side of the sandwich shop, there was a corn bookstore that catered to gay men, complete with a DVD lounge for members. The kids from my school, who had more experience with the world, speculated that the people using the GH were not the women but possibly other individuals with different interests altogether. Still, the rich kids stuck to their theory, adamantly claiming that the area upstairs was the source of the services. The wealthier students often made jokes and accusations about us, assuming we weren't taking advantage of what they saw as an opportunity. They even teased us, calling us gay because we didn't share their belief in what was going on behind the walls. It's funny now to look back, especially since that school ended up producing some high-profile figures, including notable political leaders and influential members of the Catholic Church. It always gives me a bit of a grin when I see former classmates making headlines, discussing morality and ethics. It's almost ironic, considering what we all thought was happening just down the street. Story 26. I've done one twice. I've had a similar experience, and since many stories focus on the giving side, I thought I'd share my perspective from the receiving side. When I was 18, I was caught up in a phase where I was exploring my own sexuality. I met a man who was in his 30s, and he introduced me to a local corn store that had private booths and spaces for people to explore their desires. I was curious, and though I knew logically that my worth wasn't tied to my ability to please others, I was trying to prove my value by being unforgettable to a man. In retrospect, I can see how misguided this thinking was, but at the time, I thought it was just part of the exploration process. I had read up on safety and boundaries and tried to make informed decisions, but looking back now, I wish I had done things differently with the knowledge I have today. We went to the store late at night, around 11 or midnight, in a secluded area of town. After buying our tokens, we were guided to a series of rooms. As we walked down the hall, I noticed people starting to emerge from different spaces, and it felt like we were part of something private, maybe even secretive. The whole experience had a strange energy to it. Once we entered a private booth, we picked a movie, paid for our time, and began to get it on with each other. Shortly into it, my attention was drawn to a GH in the wall where someone else was waiting. I was familiar with the concept, but hadn't expected to find myself in that situation. I focused on trying to do my part, doing what I thought was expected, trying to look and act confidently. While the experience was intense and exciting in some ways, there were also moments of discomfort and confusion. I felt a sense of empowerment and, at the same time, unease. There were a lot of things I ignored, like the safety risks and the creepy vibe of the place. However, I also felt a sense of control and confidence I hadn't experienced before. Afterward, the man took me home and helped me process the events, which I'm grateful for. Story 27. There's a bathroom on campus that has a GH, an oddity that I didn't expect to encounter. One day, I walked in with the intention of just using the restroom, but as soon as I opened the door, I stumbled upon a strange situation. There were a group of guys, probably around four, in one of the stalls. One of them had positioned himself in a way that seemed intentional, and two of the others were just watching, while a fourth was standing on a toilet, photographing the scene with what looked like a professional camera. I froze for a second, unsure of how to react. Honestly, I felt uncomfortable and out of place. It didn't sit right with me, so I quickly turned around and left the bathroom. As I was walking out, I could hear them calling out hurtful names, but I didn't let it bother me. I knew it was better to leave the situation behind and move on. Story 28. Many of these kinds of setups or GH have historically been used by individuals seeking anonymous encounters. They're often associated with times when many people were still in the closet, and it was a way for them to explore their desires without fully revealing their identities. As the societal acceptance of LGBTQ+ individuals has grown and online platforms make connecting easier, these spaces are now more commonly frequented by older individuals who might still be in the closet or by others who enjoy the secrecy and novelty of the experience. I once had a friend in college who was struggling to come to terms with his identity. Everyone around him suspected he was gay, but he hadn't yet accepted it for himself. One day, he discovered a listing on Craigslist from a man who advertised a private space in his garage. This man, who lived on Steel Street, earned the nickname Mr. Steel. He was married to a woman but used the time when she was away to host these private meetups. My friend shared that when he went, there was actually a line of men waiting for their turn. He went back a few more times after that first encounter. Eventually, my friend found the courage to come out and embrace who he was, hopefully finding healthier and more fulfilling ways to meet people along the way. Story 29. I moved to Toronto not long ago, and for those unfamiliar with the city, there's a street in downtown that is known for being a hub for the LGBTQ+ community. As someone who was beginning to explore my own identity, I decided to visit a few different places on that street just to experience the area and learn more about the community. I checked out local spots like Starbucks, a store called Pre-Ape, and a few other businesses. One day, I visited a particular shop that I don't remember the name of. It had a discreet entrance, and when I walked in, I saw the atmosphere was a bit different than what I expected. I wandered around and eventually noticed a door at the back that required tokens to access. Curious, I went to the counter, exchanged a few dollars, and received some tokens before heading into the back area. I found a booth, settled in, and started browsing some of the older material on the screen. The vibe felt nostalgic but also somewhat outdated, and it wasn't really catching my interest. Then I heard a noise that caught my attention, something that made me feel uncomfortable. I looked over and saw a figure through a small opening in the booth. I wasn't sure what to expect, but the situation felt wrong, so I instinctively reacted. I quickly left the booth and rushed out of the area. The experience left me shaken, and I haven't returned to the shop since. Story 30. When I first moved to Austin, Texas in 1978, I found myself in a situation that I wasn't fully prepared for. I ended up in one of those private booths, not really sure what to expect, and noticed an opening in the wall. At the time, I didn't know what it was for, but I continued to watch the old film that was playing. Then, something unexpected happened. I saw a finger appear through the opening, and it started moving in a way that seemed like an invitation. I was new to the city, only 18, and had no real experience with these types of situations. At first, I felt unsure about what to do, so I quickly left the booth, not knowing how to handle it. Over time, I became more familiar with what these spaces were about, but I never reciprocated or engaged in any of the interactions. Eventually, I found myself in a similar situation again, and I decided to speak up, saying, "Put yours through first." When the person did, I was surprised at the feeling and unsure of how to proceed. I was still learning about my boundaries and what I was comfortable with. Looking back, I realized that during those times, I wasn't fully aware of the potential risks involved, particularly health-related ones, which weren't as well known at the time. It was a moment of curiosity, but after that experience, I decided to never return to that type of situation. Story 31. I had a friend who was involved in organizing and managing a large underground gay pride event. It was held in a massive building and had a certain intimate underground vibe to it. As part of his role, he was tasked with conducting surveys, talking to people to gather some basic information about them, things like their age, where they were from, what they enjoyed about the event, and what kinds of activities they participated in. One of the more popular features at the event was a space that had a GH. It was one of those attractions that drew a lot of attention, and many people seemed to enjoy it. The event went off without any major issues, and when everything wrapped up, my friend began going through the surveys to get a clearer picture of what people had experienced and liked. As he sifted through the results, he came across something that truly shocked him, an anomaly that stood out from the rest. Two of the surveys had remarkably similar details, the same age range, location, and responses to the event's activities. As he dug deeper, it became clear that these two individuals had engaged with one another at the GH. What was most shocking, however, was that these two men were father and son. It was a revelation that left my friend completely stunned, and it was one of those moments where he didn't quite know how to process what he had discovered. The whole situation raised many questions, not just about the event but about the lives of the people involved. Story 32. I tried it once at a dingy nightclub with some friends when I was 19, and I ended up in a situation that was new and unexpected for me. It was a bit of a gritty underground vibe, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but I decided to explore the space. I took precautions, knowing the importance of safety, and I made sure to use protection. At one point, I noticed someone on the other side of the divider, and there was some teasing and playful interaction. I was nervous, but the situation felt oddly thrilling. After a few moments, things escalated, and the person on the other side removed the protection, taking control of the situation in a way that left me a little shocked but still intrigued by the experience. I remember it feeling intense. After the night, I took the necessary steps to ensure my health and got tested the next day. Luckily, everything came back clear, and I was healthy. Story 33. Growing up before the internet, finding corn wasn't as easy as it is now, so I relied on the occasional discovery of a hidden stash or magazine. At that time, I wasn't particularly confident with girls and had no experience with relationships or intimacy. When I turned 18, I knew I could legally visit a corn bookstore that was in the next town over, so I decided to give it a try one afternoon. When I walked in, I was overwhelmed by the sheer amount of material, magazines, videos, and various products. I also noticed a strange smell in the air. The store had a sign about movie booths, which piqued my curiosity even further. After browsing, I bought a few tokens and decided to try one of the booths. The booth was small, about the size of a changing room, with a TV mounted on the wall. When I inserted a token, a grainy video started playing. While I was watching, I noticed a small GH between my booth and the one behind me. A person on the other side started talking to me, and being young and inexperienced, I didn't think much of it at the time. Eventually, I made the choice to interact, and went along with it. It was an intense feeling, but afterward, I felt a mix of emotions, guilt, confusion, and uncertainty. Questions about my identity and concerns about health and safety rushed through my mind. I also realized I didn't feel great about the encounter afterward, especially with how easily things had escalated. A few months later, while watching a cop show, I saw a scene that involved a similar setup, but it took a dark turn when a character got hurt. It really made me reflect on how risky and dangerous some of these experiences can be. It made me realize that it's important to think more carefully about the choices we make, the potential consequences, and the importance of safety and consent in all situations. Story 34. I had an unfortunate incident. I got bit and needed medical attention. I ended up with 5 stitches, but there was still a lot of healing to be done. I was feeling overwhelmed and unsure, so the doctor decided to use crazy glue to handle the remaining part of the injury. The doctor was a resident, and I could tell he was nervous. His uncertainty made me anxious as well. He made a critical mistake when he accidentally glued his fingers to my injury. At least it was only 2 fingers, but it didn't feel good at all, and the situation became even more complicated. In an attempt to fix it, they tried using nail polish remover, but unfortunately, it somehow ended up inside my urethra. It was an incredibly painful experience, and I felt like things couldn't get worse. But sometimes, life throws curveballs when things seem at their lowest point. Long story short, I refused to let them do anything else without being absolutely certain, and I made it clear that I was considering legal action. I left the hospital with the doctor's fingers still attached to me. As time passed, we found ourselves unexpectedly bonding. We grew close, and emotions developed. In a strange twist, I had planned to marry him, with the intention of a divorce for financial gain, and to hold the hospital accountable for their mistakes. Eventually, things turned out in my favor, and I didn't have to work a day after that. It turned out to be a strange, yet life-changing, event that led to unexpected success. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.